This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Yesterday, Facebook stock was up on good earnings news, but another Facebook story from this week caught our eye. It's about the developing world, where Facebook wants to be the portal for mobile users connecting to the internet. But those users won't be likely using anything like the latest iPhone. Instead, they might be using flip phones to get online. Harvard's Jonathan Zittrain has been thinking about this.
It's a chance, essentially, for Facebook to write the app and to have the app maybe be the primary or only way that the user of that device experiences something beyond telephone calls and text messaging.
This is what Facebook has always dreamed of.
Exactly. I mean, it's pretty easy to have a sticky site when there's nowhere else to go.
But there are some negative impacts of this kind of internet paradigm in the developing world, right?
I think in the developing world, there ought to be some eye kept on whether we're developing the sorts of walled gardens that we remember as a blast from the past with CompuServe and AOL and Prodigy back in the day.
I remember that dashboard.
Exactly. And, you know, Uncle AOL was everything you'd ever need kind of thing. And now we know there are greener pastures beyond the gate.
What kind of protections would you put in place to keep things open?
Figuring that the seeds of nerddom are pretty widely distributed and evenly distributed, and kind of taking from the spirit of the One Laptop Per Child project, I think it would be extremely useful in the developing world for young people there to be learning how to code, learning how to build their own apps and websites and such. And actually, I think the strategy to keep an open internet is to see that the internet's principles and opportunities are something available to people on the ground in the developing world.
Jonathan Zittrain, a man currently sowing the seeds of nerddom and co-founder of Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. Jonathan, thanks.
Thank you.